You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A lot of things happening in Lansing this week. Let's look at a couple of them. Joining us, as they do most Fridays, are Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and via Skype, Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. Vicki, the legislature is sending the governor a package of bills that will change retirement benefits for teachers. What's that going to mean for newly hired teachers?
It's a system that will really increase costs for local school districts and place more of the burden on the new employees by forcing them through a series of changes in the plan into a defined contribution plan. And I have no problem with the concept of what they're trying to do. It's the underlying reason they're doing it, which will again lead to failure of the system, and that is not dealing with adequately the removals of people from the system through privatization and charter schools without accounting for those losses. I want to remind the viewers and the listeners that the state retirement system is in charge of not only the school personnel, but the judges and also the state police. And neither of those programs are in trouble because they haven't had the kind of privatization problems that have been placed on the teachers or the MPSERS plan. So the average cost is expected to go up, and most of this money will come out of the school aid fund in the classroom. The state Senate Fiscal Agency predicts that the estimated cost of this new plan to the state school aid fund and school districts will be $23.1 million this year, fiscal year 17-18, up to over $80 million in four short years. So it's not a solution to the problem. It's yet another attempt to fix the problem without actually fixing the problem.
Ken, the state's public education retirement system has $29 billion in unfunded liabilities. Of course, that's an unkept promise by elected officials, and their solution is to switch the teachers to this new defined contribution plan, a 401k-type plan. My question is, with the existing shortage of teachers, how is this going to help attract people to the profession?
Well, Lester, I'm not sure I'm in a position to answer that. I think there's a lot of excessive rhetoric on both sides of this issue. From the legislative Republican standpoint, you know, Vicki certainly raises some important issues like the charter school issue. But I think the larger issue from a legislative Republican standpoint is that these defined benefit plans just become unaffordable over time because it's just so easy to kind of, you know, defer the cost, to promise a benefit and defer the cost of that into the future.
Sure,
in the sense of creating
more
debt. And a defined contribution system, which is what they're going to, is more of a pay-as-you-go system. And from an accountability standpoint, it's probably a safer way to go. And yes, there are other defined benefit systems out there, judges, police, but basically they're kind of the exception now. If you're going to create a public retirement system today or a private retirement system, it's going to be a defined contribution system.
Let's move on to another issue this week. The Attorney General, Bill Schuette, has filed involuntary manslaughter charges against five people with involvement in the Flint water debacle. And that, of course, resulted in lead contamination and likely an increase in Legionnaire's disease in Genesee County. Vicki, the director of Michigan's Health and Human Services, a medical executive at that agency, a former Flint emergency manager, a Department of Environmental Quality drinking water official, and a Flint water department manager. What do you think of these charges against these people?
I think they're going to be hard to prove, but I'm glad that somebody's finally looking into the accountability of the delay and actually reporting the situation on the ground in Flint. You know, when there's a critical outbreak of a disease or a food poisoning issue, the duty of our elected Department of Health folks is to let people know as soon as possible so that we can start to take remedial action. That was not done, and that is their prime obligation and duty, to inform the residents. Whether or not the Legionella disease outbreak that occurred in Flint that spiked with the new water system change to the Detroit River away from the Detroit water system was the direct cause. It really, at this point, doesn't matter. They had a duty to inform the residents that since the change in the water system, there was a spike in Legionella. And that led to numerous deaths and countless sick people that was just unconscionable, aside from the lead poisoning. So I'm glad there are charges. As I said, I don't know where it's going to go, but people who serve in these roles need to be accountable and need to do their jobs.
Ken, underlying all this is a poverty-stricken city, which was hit particularly hard by revenue-sharing cuts, which eventually led to the appointment of an emergency manager. So how fair is it to single out these five people when the legislature and the governor would seem to have some responsibility here as well?
Well, Lester, I co-chaired the Flint Water Advisory Task Force, which we issued our report over a year ago. And I can't comment, and I'm not going to comment on specific charges against specific people. But as we said in that report, and I fully subscribe to this today, I and the group support all and any investigations in Flint, including the one conducted by the Attorney General, because there has to be full accountability and full justice at the end of the day. And we can't have a situation where we leave some issue on the table, meaning that, well, you should have looked at this or you should have looked at that. So without commenting on these specific charges, you know, there has to be full accountability and full justice at the end of the day.
That is Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. And we heard from Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and former Democratic legislator. Thanks to both of you for keeping an eye on Lansing for us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thanks, Lester.